This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Total domination. There's no way anybody can come to me on this Super Bowl Sunday night and say a darn word about officials impacting the game. I, for one, am happy about that point. Total domination. And it actually started with the defensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles. As much as they have had a formula for the offense and one that's notable with a Saquon Barkley amassing more rushing yards this season between regular season and playoffs than any other running back in NFL history. He was their identity this year. But the key to the win, the key to another Super Bowl ring for the Eagles, second time in 7 years, that key is on the defensive side of the ball. Every single time the Chiefs had the ball in the first half, the defense made quick work of those drives. It was stunning to see how lopsided that first half. For a lot of reasons, Patrick Mahomes didn't look good. He was under duress most of the time. Drops, miscues, plays that weren't timed and didn't have good rhythm. But really the most stunning part of it in the first half is that they barely had the ball. That's the thing. They never had an opportunity to get into a rhythm. They never had an opportunity to find whatever offense and whatever plan they thought might work for them because they barely had the ball. In the first quarter alone, 3 minutes and 20 seconds of game time. That's it. The Eagles' plan of control the ball and control the game worked brilliantly. But in large part, because they were able to get the ball back from their defense every single time. I mean, it's crazy to say, but in the first half of this game, when the Eagles essentially put the clamps down, 23 yards for the Chiefs. That's it. We're talking about one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best coaches, Hall of Famers, both of them. Travis Kelce, same thing. Didn't have a catch in the first half. To hold that offense to 23 total yards meant they barely had the football. And that was the case. Yes, Jalen Hurts for MVP. Yes, a brilliant game for their offense specifically. When you look at all the numbers, the way they spread the ball around, used different weapons from A.J. Brown to Devontae Smith, each one getting a big touchdown. Saquon Barkley, they were clearly focused on stopping him or limiting his effectiveness. But Jalen Hurts was able to hurt them on the ground. He had more rushing yards than did Saquon. It's a little bit like standing in front of a dam that has a few cracks, and you only have so many fingers to be able to plug those cracks in the dam. You get one or two of them, but water spurting out through the other cracks. And I thought it was funny the number of times that the defense for the Chiefs was praised in that first half by Kevin Burkhart, Tom Brady. Yeah, they did a fine job. But when it comes to this game, it was the Eagles' defense that really shined the brightest. Congratulations to Nick Sirianni, to Jalen Hurts, of course to Saquon Barkley, and Cooper DeJean, the birthday boys. Saquon and Cooper both celebrating birthdays on this Super Bowl Sunday. And Eagles fans all over the place, I really hope they're a little safer in downtown Philadelphia, but judging by the videos and the photos, not so much. Oh, man. Keeping fingers crossed that we don't have any more injuries or any other tragedies based on the last time they had a big celebration a couple of weeks ago. And that's it. Football season is in the books. What? At times I feel like it drags or it plods along just because it stretches for what feels like forever, 6 months. But now that the Super Bowl is in the books, it's always a whirlwind. And you know the combine's in like 3 days. Okay, not quite that recent. Maybe 2 weeks, but maybe not even 2 weeks by the time the NFL world starts to show up at Indianapolis at the combine. The Eagles win Super Bowl 59. And Nick Sirianni, just the third head coach to stand at the pinnacle of his sport within his first 4 seasons with a particular team. But you think back to 3 years ago when they first got to the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs, and then they lost both their coordinators, right? Shane Steichen goes to Indianapolis. Their other, Jonathan Gannon, goes to Arizona. They had to replace them. Last year, they actually started out 10-1 and then fell off a cliff. Really never had an identity as a team last year. But bringing in Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio, wow. Congratulations to Vic on this Super Bowl win, the defensive coordinator. It does appear as though Kellen Moore is headed for New Orleans. The Saints have not introduced a head coach. Stands to reason. They're waiting on Kellen. And so how about that? They're going to change offensive coordinators again. But this team, this offensive line, this QB, this running back, they knew exactly who they were and exactly how they could win. And the defense, quietly, bigger and bigger on that defensive line. Did you see the moment in the game where Fox flashed the graphic, or I guess it was the comparison, the total weight of the defensive lineman in Super Bowl I versus the weight of the defensive line in Super Bowl 59? About 100 pounds difference. So yes, they're big dudes, and they left their mark on this Chiefs team and this Super Bowl. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The final score, 40-22. It wasn't that close. You know it wasn't that close. At one point, it was 40-6. At halftime, it was 24-0. I'm not in any way saying that the Eagles don't give us an entertaining product, but in terms of its competitive value, this Super Bowl wasn't it. My husband and I decided that the pregame food and the pre-kick entertainment might have been our favorite. But congratulations to the Eagles. I know a lot of friends who were aching for another one, right? Once you win the first, then you got to get back and win another. Our guest on this edition of After Hours will join us from New Orleans probably at the airport getting ready to get on a plane. Ross Tucker, you know him well, longtime NFL insider, former offensive lineman himself. He does work for the Eagles during their preseason. Was not working this game. Went with his family, which is really cool. So we'll talk to him about what he saw and about what it was like inside the Superdome. 11th Super Bowl hosted by New Orleans. And I thought the party itself was worthy. New Orleans knows how to throw a party. And New Orleans also knows how to throw a parade. And it seemed like we had every element this week. Congratulations to the Eagles. We'll talk a lot more about it. You'll hear from them and also from the members of the Chiefs. Love to hear your reaction too at A-Law Radio, but also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know what is crazy? Because we were just talking about Saquon Barkley, I came across this nugget of information online. Actually, it's more like nuggets, plural, of information online about Saquon's contract. And I wanted to pass it along now that he has, in fact, met every single one of the incentives that were built into his deal. Are you ready for this? In his first postseason with Philly, first season with the Eagles, he makes the Pro Bowl, an extra $250K. The Eagles win the NFC Championship, another $250K. He's the rushing yards leader. Well, of course, that we know, over 2,000 yards, only the, what was it, the eighth time that any NFL running back has ever gone over 2,000 yards in a season, and that's without playing in Week 18. So by leading the NFL in rush yards, another $500K. He's named to the All-Pro roster, another $500K. And then, very last incentive for Saquon Barkley, if the Eagles win a Super Bowl, another $250,000 for Saquon. How about that? In addition to the contract he signed, he maxed out his incentives. An extra $175,000. Wait, no. What am I talking about? An extra, my mother would be so disappointed. Oh, and there goes the perfect show. Try to do math while you're talking at the same time. An extra $1,750,000. Wow. $1.75 million extra for Saquon. Was this the best move he ever made or what? So Jalen Hurts wins MVP, but Saquon Barkley cashes in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll talk about commercials. We'll talk about pre-kick, halftime. I'd love to hear from you about your favorite elements other than the game. Okay, so we'll talk about the football. But if producer Ryan's working with us again, producer Pete returning to the overnight after this show is done, but he's been working administrative for the last week plus. I think he may call in by the time we get to our final hour, but Ryan is with us tonight. So we will go through all of the different highlights for the Eagles, lowlights for the Chiefs, and we'll give you the reaction. But I seriously would love to hear from you about the commercials or any of what you saw pregame. Did you watch the Madden Cruiser, the Bayou Adventure with Bill Belichick? I enjoyed it. We watched the whole thing. That was really the only part of pregame that we watched. But we did take the time to watch that at noon Eastern time. Harry Connick Jr., Lauren Daigle, Jean Baptiste, the national anthem. And how about Tom Cruise with the walk through football history? That was pretty sweet as someone who enjoys Tom Cruise. So we'll get to all of that. But yes, if you have a favorite element or a few favorite commercials, my mom was sorely disappointed with the game. So she sent to our group chat, our family group chat, what were your favorite commercials? So that was the last thing that we got in the family group chat was favorite commercials. And I do have a few, but I'll wait to hear from you. Let's talk first to Marshall in Wisconsin. Marshall, welcome to After Hours. What do you think?
Well, Amy, I am honored to be your first caller tonight. Just before I get into the game, good luck in the future. We're going to miss you dearly, but I'm sure you'll land on your feet again, and whoever takes over will do a good job. And I've got to say it, you'll be flattered. Two of my favorite females, and you kind of know where I'm going, Chrissy Everett, Julie Andrews, you're right in that category with them. I know it flatters you, but that's me. You know, that's just Marshall.
Thanks,
you know,
Marshall.
I'm in my mid-60s right now, so it's some of it a little generational there, too. You know, but anyway, the game was tremendous for Philadelphia. I had the Chiefs by 3 points, but it became to me apparent very early, even at 7-0, that Hurts was getting way too much time to throw that football, and Mahomes was getting chased. I was telling my brother, it was starting to remind me of Tampa in Kansas City a few years ago, and man, that's just how it played out, and the score really didn't indicate how dominant the Eagles were. And I'm a Packer fan, of course, and as a Packer fan, I'm a little worried. How are we going to, or anyone else going to get this juggernaut that may be forming here?
Well, people say that every year, but teams don't stay the same. And part of what happens with a team that wins a Super Bowl is that individuals who are maybe free agents or eligible for new contracts, they want to get paid. They want to capitalize on the fact that this is the pinnacle of their careers. So very often, guys end up leaving. Or, as also happens with the NFL and the hard salary cap, the Eagles have to find creative ways to fit underneath that cap. And so very rarely do you get a team who stays the same from year to year. Now, I would say that as long as the Eagles can stick to this formula and they can plug different guys in where they might lose pieces, well, of course, that makes you think this formula is one that has been tried and true over, what, decades of football, which is you run the ball, you stop the run. Right? I mean, that's pretty basic, and they've found a brilliant way to do that.
Yeah, they've run it very, very well, and it will be interesting. You also, no, let's not forget the Commanders are on the rise right now, and you still have the Lions. They'll be back next year. You're right. The NFL changes a lot, and what Kansas City did, you got to give them props. I mean, incredible for this time of year. I'm old enough to remember when the Dolphins went 3 straight, including the great undefeated team in the early 70s. And maybe as a Packer fan, I'm a little glad they didn't do it, because if you include the year before the first Super Bowl, Lombardi won 3 straight, and that still has not been matched, even though that was a little before my time. But anyway, if you can just quickly comment, you know, just, and I'll let you go on this, Amy, and thank you for the 12 years in this slot, but how do you feel my UNC Tar Heels are going to do?
Oh, no. We're not talking about anything college on this edition of the show, but I appreciate it, Marshall. Thank you so much for your kind words. We're going to stick to Super Bowl. Haven't even gotten to the play-by-play yet or the reaction, but congratulations again to the Eagles, especially Saquon Barkley as he turns 28, Cooper DeJean as he turns 22, Jalen Hurts as he wins an MVP, Nick Sirianni, great stuff. We'll give you some of the top highlights, the top moments, and we'll get some of the reaction from New Orleans straight ahead. And then we'll get back to your calls, 855-212-4227, at A-Law Radio to find me online. Also on our Facebook page, good to hear from so many of you over the weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It is 3rd and 16 for the Chiefs. Facing the staunchest defense of the season. Back goes Mahomes. He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene.
Cooper DeGene with a pick for a touchdown. A minute and 49 seconds. Let's see if the Eagles can keep the Chiefs off the scoreboard. P-Ryan in the backfield. Mahomes standing at the one. Mahomes is back. He steps up. He fires over the middle, and it's intercepted again. It's intercepted by Zach Baum.
It's time to pull on the pads and hit somebody on After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A pair of interceptions in the first half, really the turning point for the Philadelphia Eagles in their assault against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs offense in limiting them to, and I did not make this up, this is stark. You had to see it to believe it. 23 total yards in the first half to 179 for the Eagles. It was so lopsided. How about this? The Chiefs were 0 for 6 on third down and had more interceptions than first downs in the first half. Not a recipe for success. 3 rushing yards, and honestly, they didn't have the ball in the first half. Only 10 minutes with the football compared to 20 for the Eagles before halftime. And with those 2 interceptions, really the scales tipping in favor of the Eagles because they scored after every single turnover.
They've radioed in the call. Hurts has it right now. 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Second down and 8 for the Eagles. After picking up Mahomes, shotgun snap to Hurts, left tackle block, line drive throw, caught on the 5. A.J. Brown hits the pylon, far side. Touchdown, Philadelphia! They're destroying the Chiefs!
Kevin Harlan never holds back on the Westwood One radio network. We'll mix in the calls. Merrill Reese on Eagles radio. So at halftime, it's 24-0. But really the turning point there, the DeGene pick 6. Maybe they can recover from that. I kind of quipped on Twix that being 10 points down is exactly what the Chiefs are most comfortable being in playoff games. But then on the heels of them falling behind 10-0, well, that's when we saw the Cooper pick 6. And then, of course, not that long after, in fact, it's just a few minutes of game time, Mahomes gets picked again, followed by that A.J. Brown score. And pretty sure it was a few seconds before A.J. Brown holding the touchdown pass that he is emotional on the sidelines. Who knows what about, maybe he couldn't find his copy of Inner Excellence and was really upset that he didn't have an opportunity to read before it was his turn to go back out there on the field. So 24-0 at the break, and honestly, it went from bad to worse in the third quarter for the Chiefs, but the Eagles continued with that formula that had gotten them to that point. Again, I think it's really important to note that the Chiefs were tracking on Saquon Barkley. They were aware of where he was, all of their various ways that he's hurt teams this year. But in, I don't want to say stopping him, but limiting Saquon, Devontae Smith had big catches. Jahan Dotson, a huge catch that set up their first touchdown. Dallas Goedert, they're all picking up chunk yardage. Jalen Hurts does throw an interception in the first half. Brian Cook picks him off, but Kansas City can't get a first down after that either. And so the Eagles not only limited their mistakes, but didn't allow the Chiefs ever really to get off the mat. Starting the second half, another quick possession for the Chiefs. At least they picked up a first down on that one. They doubled their first down output early in the third quarter. Oh my gosh. And what do? After they punt back to the Eagles, they can't get Jalen Hurts and the offense off the field. Another 7-minute possession. Now, granted, they only tacked on a field goal, but there you are coming out of halftime. You do nothing with the football when you have it first, and you watch the Eagles keep it away from you, make you go sit on the sidelines again. You've been sitting through halftime. We know players and coaches talk about how much longer it feels at halftime. You've been sitting on your rear ends in the locker room. You're racing to get back out there. You're raring to get back out there. You want to go back out and start your comeback. Your possession is short. Couple of minutes, first down, you give it back to the Eagles, and then you have to sit there and watch for another 7 minutes while they march to a field goal. And like I said, when the Chiefs had the football, they really couldn't do a whole lot with it. First half, second half, that Eagles defensive line wasn't blitzing. It was just putting pressure on Mahomes, bottling him up, keeping him from having clean looks. That left the back of the defense to go ahead and do what they do, whether zone, whether man. They were able to limit the receivers for the most part. I know Xavier Worthy had a really big game, most of it coming late. But just to corral Patrick Mahomes the way they did was incredible.
Fourth down and three. Can this Fangio defense stop them right here? Fourth and three. Mahomes back. He pumps. He fires. It's incomplete. Eagles take over and downs. It's broken up by Avonte Maddox. Hurts in the gun. Trailed by Barkley. Hurts back. Looking. He is going deep. And it is caught. Touchdown!
The Slim Reaper.
Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper.
I was happy for Devontae Smith. Big fan of his. And did you know this? I thought this couldn't possibly be true, but it is true. He's the first Alabama football grad to ever catch a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I got duped on social, but it seemed like it came from a reputable source online. We could go back and research it, I suppose. Congratulations to the Eagles. Merrill Reese, Mike Quick on Eagles Radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll get to more of the defensive prowess. There was another fumble that led to a field goal, so 17 points off those three Chiefs turnovers. You know what happens to teams that turn the ball over? We saw that all throughout the playoffs. This was a party breaking out at the end in New Orleans.
Five, four, three, two, one. It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
Rejoice. I'm just wondering what's happening in downtown Philadelphia right now.
The polls are gone. They've taken them down already.
The people who are celebrating,
yes.
Or the city has taken them down?
The fans have taken the polls down.
Oh, my
I've
goodness.
I've seen videos.
So they couldn't get on, because the game was in New Orleans, the Eagles fans back home, well, they couldn't get to the goalpost. This is their version of carrying away the goalpost.
Greased and everything.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's funny, except we know that there was a tragic incident that happened 2 weeks ago after the NFC Championship. So Jalen Hurts for MVP. 17 of 22, this is through the air, 221 yards. Turns out he can still throw the football. Couple of touchdowns, had the early interception. He's the leading rusher for the Eagles. Again, because the Chiefs did corral and limit Saquon Barkley. 11 carries, 72 yards, and the tush push for him. So three total touchdowns for Jalen. How about this? The only quarterback to record multiple 50-yard rushing games in the Super Bowl, and he's finally got his ring.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, you know, just enough to put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year, you know, and I truly believe offense wins games, but defense wins championships, and how that defense has been able to play, it's a great testament to them.
I think he's so special and won so many games and works his butt off and just continues to get better, can block out everything and just focus on the task at hand of getting better, putting yourself position to win each week. And he does a great job of that. And he had an unbelievable game today when we needed him to.
It's cool for Nick Sirianni, for Saquon Barkley. If you listen to my show for long enough, you know I love redemption stories. And this is some sweet redemption for the Eagles. They had to wander through the wilderness a bit from 3 years ago after coming up short against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Remember, that was an incredible performance by Jalen Hurts in nearly bringing them back. And he said that it has haunted him. And we talk about this a lot. Failure, losing, especially big losses when you come so close, those can be powerful elixirs, powerful motivators. Also, the constant talk of three-peat, that apparently lit an even greater fire in the Eagles' locker room. So I'm not surprised, considering that they were able to establish their game plan. They were able to exert their weight, literally, as well as figuratively. And they were able to get the Chiefs out of their game plan, right? They never allowed them off the mat. And those late touchdowns don't really count. The time of possession, 14 more minutes with the football. It really felt more drastic than that, considering those late touchdowns. 6 sacks of Patrick Mahomes, most in any game in his career. 11 more hits beyond that. And that's without blitzing. Vic Fangio didn't even need to use the blitz. It was just the pressure of the big dudes, that front four, overwhelming the Chiefs' offensive line. And so there's a pretty impressive performance and a game won in the trenches, which is good. These big dudes work really hard and don't get a lot of attention. And so it's awesome to see when it comes together perfectly for a unit like that. 855-212-4227. Ken is in Baltimore. Ken, what do you think about the Super Bowl?
Hey, Amy. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you.
I think it was great. Everything happened what I wanted to happen. Look, I'm not... I needed to see Kansas City lose. I'm not trying to write them off. But what I'm just saying is that, hey, this just puts them on a level to where, the blood's in the water for next year, to where people are like, okay, they're not all the way up there, and they can be taken down. I think the defense did the job that needed to happen, and they just took advantage the whole night. They took advantage.
They did. They definitely were able to exploit the weaknesses. But honestly, it's worth noting again, you cannot score points if you don't have the ball. Most of the time, I guess Cooper DeJean actually did. But generally, you can't score points if you don't have the ball. And they had the ball so little in the first half. And then those interceptions in the second quarter and the pick six, that really shifted the momentum. That A.J. Brown touchdown right before the break was killer.
It was killer. It was killer. Hey, but I called that pick six because that, remember, Mahomes, he was sacked. He was sacked twice, and I called it. I was like, he's going to be rattled. He's going to not rattled. He's going to be a little flustered, and the ball is going to be off. I called that pick six.
Well, I think the defense deserves more credit than you do, if you don't mind. But I appreciate that you were right about it. Way to go, Ken.
Take care, Amy.
You too. 855-212-4227. We'll get more reaction from the Philadelphia Eagles. Mix it a little bit from Patrick Mahomes taking the blame for this loss. And I'd love to hear from you about some of the other elements that weren't football related, but were part of this party in New Orleans. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on our Facebook page, too. Here's our latest sports update.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
First and 10, ball at the 30. Mahomes in the gun. On first down, play action, faced around them. They sack him at the 25. They've got him, Josh Sweat. Second and 14, Mahomes back again. He's looking, they've got him again. For the second straight play, and this time it's Jalen Hunt, the rookie. Mahomes gets back under center, now sets up Pirine to his right for blocking purposes. Mahomes is back. Mahomes looking, he's looking, he is grabbed. They've got him again!
They can't block him.
First and 10 Chiefs. Mahomes back, he is grabbed, and he is brought down again. This time it is Jordan Davis getting a hold of Mahomes. Mahomes is really taking the beating. The Chiefs line up. They know that the clock is not their friend. They trail 37-6 with under 10 to go in the fourth quarter. Mahomes is back. He's hit. He's hit. He fumbles the football. A fight for the ball and the Eagles have it.
Yes, they do.
They hit Mahomes. It was Jalen Carter who broke down on Mahomes and smash the ball away.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The defense was incredible. Far more effective than the Kansas City Chiefs offense, but 3 takeaways, 6 sacks, 11 QB hits, and ultimately, you look at the numbers. I know they'll skew a little more toward the Chiefs because of the late touchdowns, But Kansas City, even with that last flurry, only 12 first downs. 12 first downs, 3 for 11 on third down. Roughly half the plays that the Eagles offense took. And again, I know they finished with 275 yards and the same number of drives, but it wasn't that close. 49 yards rushing was all they could manage. Got into the red zone one time. One time. You know, they didn't get across the 50-yard line into Eagles territory until the second half. Well into the second half. Time of possession really tells the story. Lopsided. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick on Eagles Radio. Congratulations to Philadelphia. Yet another Vince Lombardi trophy. Did you see how Nick Foles was trolling Tom Brady? It was actually kind of fun. I enjoy Nick Foles. He's one of my favorite athletes. One of my favorite stories of sports that I've covered in the last 12 years here. So he posted this a few hours ago. It's really cool that Tom Brady got to be there for the Eagles' two Super Bowl wins. He might be a good luck charm. Never miss a chance. Never miss a chance. So let's hear a little bit from that defense. Brandon Graham wasn't sure whether or not he was going to be able to be out there. And can you imagine what this was like for him to be healthy enough to participate in the Super Bowl win?
Training staff, the weight room staff, all them guys, I mean, they just kept me in it. And I had a couple people that had this injury before. They told me by 2.5, they was feeling good. So I went for it. And I'm thankful that they activated me and I was able to go out there and make a couple plays today.
As much as we could talk about Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, Nick Sirianni, really all those guys wanted to talk about the defense.
Big shout out to the defense. They came out and set the tone. We don't win that game without them. And, you know, offense, we came out, had a game plan. You know, we knew that, you know, the focus is going to be on the run game, and we took advantage of it. We took advantage of it in the pass game. Jalen came out, played big, and it took a team effort.
You know, it's interesting, too, because they started out 2-2. This wasn't roaring out of the gates. Maybe because they changed coordinators yet again, needed a little more time to be able to settle in. But yeah, starting out 2-2, when we were looking at the top of that division, I guess the Eagles were there. Remember, the Dallas Cowboys started out like a house on fire in Cleveland and then got torched the next week in their home opener. So we weren't sure about the Cowboys after the first month. The Commanders, I mean, they right away were showing promise, but there was something special about Philadelphia early on, and yet they settled in. Once they found their identity, it was pretty clear the goal.
I think at the end of the day, you saw this team embrace adversity throughout the entire year. Now, it's hard to say that when you won 16 out of your last 17, but there was adversity. There's adversity constantly. And I think we did a good job of embracing that, the ups and downs of a season, and getting better from the things that we went through.
I said to the team as the week went on, you know, my confidence grew. I don't think these guys can really hang with us. I didn't think the rush defense would be that good, but shout out to Spags and all those guys over there. But we got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Jalen Hurts, Jahan Dotson. We got a super team in. We got the job done.
We got the super team in. I like it, on NFL Network. Did you all hear Saquon Barkley say post-game that, 6 months ago he hated the Eagles? And now, of course, he's earned all the incentives in his contract. He is a driving force, one of the best seasons we've ever seen from a running back in NFL history. And yeah, the Eagles were the ones that decided he fit perfectly with what they wanted to do.
Me being a newcomer, welcome me in with open arms, and, you know, help him build confidence back in me too. You know, that was definitely helpful. So it was a hell of a year, but all the numbers and stats or records is cool, but, you know, the best thing is to be able to hold that Lombardi trophy.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on our Facebook page at A-Law Radio is where you can find me. 855-212-4227. Rob is listening in Connecticut. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome.
First off, I stayed up just so I could wish you well. I know that you were last night. And I just want to let you know, yes, that was complete domination. But the reason why I was calling basically was to wish you well. You know, go for your dreams. I was listening early Friday morning. I could not sleep. And as I was listening to you talk about all the things that you have accomplished, I was drawn in that night. And then when you really drew me in was, I wish you had done the halftime show tonight, because when you did, let me clear my throat. When you were spitting that out, I jumped up and started doing the Flavor Flav dance.
Nice.
I said, she's got it. She's got it. You were killing it, girl. So I just want to let you know that the first time I ever heard you was you just came back from your honeymoon, and you were talking about the honeymoon and walking on the hot rocks and swimming with the fishes.
Yeah.
And I just want to wish you nothing but the best
with your
husband, and go make a family and, you know, just go for your dreams. You're awesome, and I love your laugh. And I'm going to end it with this. Boom!
Boom. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you adjusting your sleep patterns just so you could hang out with us for a little bit. Nice. So for Rob, relatively new listener, honeymoon was just in May. So I appreciate that he's become faithful just over the past few months. My dreams, by the way, have always revolved around radio. When it comes to career, so people keep asking me, what next? What now? Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Exploring different options. I promise when I have news, you'll be the first to know. But for those of you who are, I can even say it with a straight face, talking about me retiring. First of all, I don't have the money to retire. I work in radio. That's just not a thing. But second of all, I'm way too young to retire. Third of all, since I was 16 years old, sports radio is all I've ever wanted to do. I'm not leaving After Hours because I'm tired of doing radio or because I don't have anything left to say. I'm not leaving After Hours because I want to go bake cookies for a living. Though I do enjoy baking cookies, but that's more my stress reliever than anything else. Just like anybody else who changes jobs, needs a new challenge, needs a fresh start, needs a different opportunity, that's where I'm at. I've given 12 years to After Hours, heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears, and I'm ready for something different. I think that's pretty relatable. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.